Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. It's just good to be together again. If you should be a new listener, well, thank you for joining us, and I pray the Lord will minister to your heart through a message that I'm going to begin today entitled, Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord. Jesus is coming again. He's going to come in clouds of glory, and every eye shall see Him, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. What a glorious day that's going to be. The Word of God says, beloved, that we are to comfort one another with these words. The thought, the knowledge of the soon appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus spoke very expressly when He was on the face of the earth as He was nearing His time of suffering and death at Calvary. He spoke to His disciples and He spoke about the latter days, the end times, and He talked about wars and rumors of war and trouble and famines and earthquakes, pestilences, the things that are occurring in this hour and this day. And so He also was clear. He said, no man knows the hour or the day, or neither the Son except the Father in heaven, but that our task is to be prepared, for we know not in what hour our Lord may come. And so, beloved, we live and should order our lives in the knowledge that Jesus is coming soon. I believe we're to make plans and do things as if we had all the time in the world, and yet let our heart, let our actions, our character be ready to receive Him as if He would come in this next minute. That we should consider the times, redeem the times in which we're living, and do all that we can to walk pleasing and humbly before the Lord our God. And the Lord has given some really wonderful thoughts to share with you out of the life of John the Baptist. And I'd like to begin by reading from the Gospel of Luke, the very first chapter, verses 11 through 17. And there appeared unto him, and this is the father of John, this is of Zacharias, there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right hand of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before them in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that as we share these thoughts, Lord, that you're going to do a deep work within our hearts. Lord, enable me to be able to share your word with an anointing and power and authority that you've given us because of the new covenant. And Lord, let every heart be open and receptive to receive not just a knowledge of the truth of the word of God and your ways, but Lord, let it impact us in a personal way. Let it bear personal significance and relevance for our lives today as we listen. Lord, we ask, we consecrate this time to you and ask you to have your way, and Lord, unfold your word to your hearts that you might receive the glory. We thank you for it. Praise God. Well, what have we seen in this passage of Scripture? We see the angel of the Lord was speaking unto Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, and he told him quite simply that Elizabeth, who was barren and well advanced in years, would have a son, and that child's name was to be called John. And as we go a little further into the New Testament, as we look at the Gospel of Matthew, in the 11th chapter, verse 11, Jesus made a comment about John the Baptist, and he said, he was speaking to his disciples, he said, "For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist." Have you ever read those words and wondered? My goodness, this John the Baptist was a very important character. And Jesus goes on further to say, "Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John." So this is a really intriguing comment that the Lord makes. And so we want to discover, what was it that made Jesus say that? That John was great, that he was a great character. And of course, we know this from Jesus' own words, that the Lord himself thought very highly of John. So why would this be so? So we want to look at the character of John the Baptist, as well as the significance of his mission, and apply it to our lives today. Now, one of the extraordinary things about John is that he was especially ordered, the Lord especially ordered his parents to call him John, and that name was unusual because it wasn't in any of the family heritage. Normally the child could be named after the father. That name, John, means Jehovah has been gracious. He was great in the eyes of the Lord. That's a wonderful thing, and we're going to be looking at that first. He was also great in his personal character, and he was great among his fellow men, praise God. So let's begin to look at these various ways that John the Baptist earned the right to be called great by the very words and mouth of Jesus. He was great before the Lord. Now, in order to be great for the Lord, before the Lord, there are several conditions that must be met. He had to be right with God, and there had to be an availability and readiness for God to use him. And the same is true today. For us to walk in the fullness of our calling, we need to be great before the Lord. Did you know that, brother and sister, that you are called to greatness? Oh, maybe not greatness as far as the world is concerned, because in the world's eyes, you have to excel, you have to be extraordinary in intellect, ability, or talent in whatever field you might be in, whether it's the academic world, whether it's the athletic world. You have to be outstanding. You have to be superior to all those around you. But in terms of the Lord's economy, the Lord's kingdom, the ways of the Lord are totally opposite from the ways of the world. I'm sure you found that if you've walked in his ways for very long. If you want to save your life, you have to lose it. To the natural mind, there seems to be so many crazy contradictions, except when you're born of God, you understand what God is saying. So first of all, in order to be great, we have to have a relationship with the great one, the greater one. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We have to be right with God. We have to have a relationship with him. That's absolutely necessary. We have to become his child, and that happens in the new birth when we're willing to turn from our sinful ways, realizing we didn't have all the answers, and we cast ourselves upon his love, his mercy, and ask his forgiveness and ask him to come into our hearts. And as we do that, our spirit is regenerated. We become alive. We were dead in trespasses and sin, by the Spirit of the Lord, literally become resurrected. And so we must have reconciliation with our Heavenly Father, and that's needed for acceptance by God. So that's the very first step. But then, once that occurs, we must be willing to lay down our will. And Jesus was an example for us. The psalmist talks about he delighted to do God's will. His law was within our heart, and there is no more perfect example than in the life of Jesus. So we have to have in our hearts a readiness for God. John was, in fact, a man that was entirely separated for service to God. There was nothing to come between him and his calling. He was no way entangled. He was a free man to do God's will. And doesn't that recall to your memory the words of Paul? You know, no man who is a soldier entangles himself with the ways of the world, but he's free to obey the orders, the commands of his commander-in-chief. And of course, the Lord is the commander-in-chief. He is the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the mighty armies of heaven as well as earth, because he's raising up a mighty army in the earth of which each one of us are members. Praise God. And thank God we don't have to be physically strong like Samson, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so he was to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we find, from birth, literally from his mother's womb. And from our perspective today, having been so graciously given the Holy Spirit by our Lord, we do understand and rejoice in what that means. However, Zacharias would not have understood those words from a Hebrew point of view, because he didn't have the fuller light and understanding and revelation of our Christian theology and our understanding today. But this promise conveyed the thought from the Hebrew perspective of the highest of prophetic inspiration. Isaiah 11 and 2 refers to the Spirit of the Lord upon Jesus, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And it talks about the seven spirits of God. But I see by my time that it's just flown, and we're just going to pick up on tomorrow's broadcast right here. Thank you so much for joining me. I invite you to tune in tomorrow, and if you have prayer needs, note down that contact information, and I would be blessed to hear from you and to share in your prayer burdens before the Lord. Again, thank you for listening. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,